For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. After the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians gained federal recognition 6 months ago, students from the University of Montana School of Journalism talked at length with tribal members about what that means to them. In this story, reporter Stephanie Maltrich finds Little Shell members in Missoula, Montana, who are trying to find each other through social media, genealogy, and public events. Without a reservation as a home base, the Little Shell Nation has had to work harder than others to find members who might be two streets over, yet still strangers. People are hungrier than ever to make these connections now that their tribe has achieved a recognition it's been fighting for more than 100 years.
I'm Stephanie Maltrich. Growing up, Katrina Campbell of Bonner, Montana, didn't have much connection to her native heritage.
We had never really talked about being Little Shell before. We'd never said, like, we are Little Shell.
In late December 2019, after more than 130 years of trying, the tribe received federal recognition. Facebook groups popped up and others became a lot more active. Members and descendants of the tribe wanted to connect with each other. Campbell, who's 29, is a member of the Facebook group Unity in Little Shell, which has more than 1,300 members. People post photos of relatives and ancestors daily, sometimes reaching out for help as they figure out their lineage. In January, Campbell took notice when someone posted the row cloud roll.
My grandpa and great-grandmother were on it, and that's when I really started diving into the genealogical aspect of it.
The row cloud roll of landless Indians in Montana, compiled by Dr. Row Cloud in 1938, was a list of names of people who were associated with several tribes, but remained unenrolled. Today, the list helps people trace their history and eligibility for enrollment with Little Shell. Facebook helped Campbell use the row cloud roll to expand her research. Now she's compiling all of the information on a site called WikiTree, a free project helping people draw their own family trees.
Diving into that past and seeing everyone else kind of interested in their past made me want to connect with other living members rather than just thinking about my dead ancestors.
It's a Saturday morning on Leap Day at Travelers Rest State Park in Lolo. Chris Latray, a writer and bookseller, is presenting on the history of his tribe for the Winter Storytelling Series. Like Campbell, Latray didn't know about his Little Shell heritage growing up. He's currently putting the finishing touches on a book he's writing, Becoming Little Shell. His research has taken him around the state to document his family and tribe's history.
I would do events, and I would talk about being Little Shell, and then inevitably I'd be contacted by people saying, oh, I'm a Latray too, or oh, I'm Little Shell too. So that's been interesting, just kind of tying those pieces together.
Latray wants to connect with other Little Shell in Missoula. He even posted about his event on the Facebook group, encouraging members to attend.
There's a couple of us through one of the Little Shell Facebook groups. We're talking about how do we come to know more of us who live in Missoula? Because there's a lot of us here that I don't even know about.
During his talk, Latray asked Little Shell members to stand up. A handful of people in the crowd did. With 114 members in Missoula, Latray had hoped for a better turnout. Latray hopes the initial excitement doesn't disappear like a New Year's resolution in February.
There was always these whispers that, you know, maybe we were Native, maybe we were this, maybe we were that.
That's Valerie Vies. She was at Latray's talk. She's an artist and member of the Little Shell tribe, and she's new to Missoula. As a child, Vies didn't know her dad. She met him when her brother was in the hospital following a car accident.
I walked into the room, and I saw a man standing there, and I knew he was my dad. So that's where my journey began as to finding out, you know, who we were and what this all meant to me. But before I could do any of that, I had to fill out a genealogy chart.
It was then when she started to put two and two together, and she found herself going down a rabbit hole to research and learn about her native heritage.
And, you know, back then we didn't have the internet. It wasn't like I could, you know, Google search anything. So I started writing letters. And I got thinking, well, I'm going to see if I belong to a tribe. Back came the letter, said, you are an enrolled member of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians of Montana. And I was like, whoa, you know, so this really is true. This really is true.
V says one of the most important things in unearthing her heritage, lineage, and history were finding people who ended up being mentors. They helped her learn how she fit in and what being Little Shell meant to her.
When I found out, you know, that I was part of the Little Shell tribe, like, what does this all mean to me? You know, where do I fit in? I mean, the mentoring helped me feel like I belonged there.
Federal recognition hasn't changed much for Vies, who's 62. She's been enrolled for decades. Vise understands everyone has different reasons for wanting to enroll in the tribe, from housing to medical benefits. She recognizes many people have needs. For her, it was about personal identity.
I just did it because I didn't know who in the heck I was and wanted to find out who I was and where I fit into it.
Back in her home outside of Missoula, Campbell scrolls through her phone looking at the family tree she's created online. She sees her work as important because she wants to connect with Little Shell people living today.
When the federal recognition came, I was already in a position to recognize this is an opportunity for me to be able to build a community that I've never had in this area.
Campbell feels it's necessary to earn her spot instead of claiming it. To do that, she plans to use her skills to help the tribe's present and future through her research.
So we have to pool together and share our knowledge so that we can all know about our history.
In Missoula, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.
This story is part of a series about the Little Shell Tribe produced by the Native News Honors Project at the University of Montana School of Journalism. It's funded in part by the Greater Montana Foundation. Listen for more stories tied to Little Shell recognition this summer.